Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everyone. Psychic medium Jamie here with Eye of Soul Radio. I am so excited to be back. Now, if you follow us with Shades of Spirit, we would have had a show on Monday, but we had an impromptu trip, which we will talk about on this coming Monday show. So join us at 8 a.m. This coming Monday for Shades of Spirit. But tonight you guys get me, and we're going to dive into some of the raw sides of spirit when it comes down to doing work out in the paranormal field. So I just don't do readings through Zoom or phone or back in the day when we could all be together in person. I do Reiki work as well. But for those of you that don't know, I also go out into the field and do paranormal investigating, if you will. We get calls quite often for people who have activity in their homes, on their land, in their workplaces. And I wanted to kind of cover some of the questions because I'm getting more and more of that as the energy around us continuously is still so, we're all feeling stuck and we're in those kind of lower vibrationals. Not all of us, but some of us are. And what's happening is that we're drawing energy to us, which is exactly something that I did, which is what we're going to discuss here pretty soon, was to bring something home with me energetically and having to sort it out. Sometimes they're just part of the land. You know, people start asking me questions like, you know, why are there spirits in my house? First of all, we have to make sure that there are spirits in your house, that we can't, you know, explain away what might be happening. Could it be the ice maker in the kitchen when you think you hear knocking? Yes, it can. Could it be that you have an electrical short in one of your wires when the lights are flickering? Of course. Those are things that we like to go in and clarify first. So when they come to me with these questions, that's the first part I start is, why are they here? Well, let's make sure that spirit is there within the home, within the location. They're going to ask, why are they around me? A lot of times we can feel spirit around us when we're in our home, when we're outside, whether we're, you know, at the grocery store. It doesn't have to just be subjective to your home or your office. It can be anywhere that you're out and about at. A lot of people will ask, why are spirits attached to the land? And there's, you know, there's beautiful reasons why. It's not just that they're, you know, trying to hold down their fort and they still think they own it. Not at all. A lot of times they just want to work with us on preserving that area. Sometimes they'll ask, do they want to hurt me or my family? And that is a very, you know, that's a common question because we're in fear of it or we don't understand it. And 90% of the time, you know, 99% of the time, no, they aren't out to hurt us. They're trying to get our attention and they're not quite sure how to manipulate through the spirit world to the human world. They also ask, you know, are they attached to me? Do I have an attachment? Okay, so I started watching the show Evil. Now, my mom watched that before I did. And she's like, oh my gosh, it's something I think you'd be into. Those shows sometimes do disturb me because I know that these things can happen in the world. Are they happening all over the place as often as we think they are? Not at all. But going through some of those shows, I love the way that they actually work on dismissing and disproving the fact that it is a spiritual reason behind it. Sometimes there is, sometimes they can't explain it. And sometimes you see the guy going through trying to debunk the things that are going on in the home. And you see how distraught the homeowners are because they become attached to the idea. So we do go in, and I'm very matter of fact, and I'm not sugarcoating it. We're not trying to hide it. If there is activity, we bring our equipment. Now, don't get me wrong. It's minimalist equipment here. You know, it's stuff. You don't need a whole bunch of equipment to show off what's happening in there. Especially as psychic mediums, we go into locations and it's kind of cheating because we're like, spirit there. Oh, hey, this guy's talking to me. You've got this going on over here. But we like to bring the equipment because we can then show the homeowner Let's bring that energy to us. Let's work with that energy. And when it starts going off, the homeowners then don't feel like they've lost their minds either. And then we can help them start regaining their space. And it's about listening to spirit and their story, which is why I'm super excited right now to introduce you all to Ashley Tower, my guest for today. So Ashley, I'm so excited that you're here.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
She's like, wow, I don't know what I got myself into with you.
I'm into it.
I actually met Ashley a few years ago at a group reading. It was my first group reading that I had ever done. And the person that was putting it on, you know, was like, you know, we're going to have about 10 people. And I'm like, oh, sure, no problem. And then by the end, I get there's like 14 of you over there. And it was just probably the most memorable one I've had yet, because you guys all knew each other's business, which was fantastic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But at that point, you know, obviously you were into spirit because you were in a group reading and you've had readings before, but then you started.
No, that was my first one.
Oh, that was your first one?
I never told you that. Yeah, no, it was my very first one.
Oh my goodness. So I really did pop the cherry of Ashley's
spiritual
world.
You sure did.
Woo! I love it. All right. It's the spiritual virgin, guys. This is 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern time. So we're not quite on kids
zone
here.
Keep it PG.
Yeah. But with that being said, you know, you were working the day job. You had a different life just even a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. So
I kind of want you to explain what the transition was for you, what you're doing now, and then we'll get into the good stuff, the stuff that everybody's tuning in for, and to watch evolve as we're going through the show.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I've always known that I had, you know, some kind of ability. You know, when I was a little girl, I would see things and then, you know, the fear sets in. So you shut it off. So it goes away. And then, you know, it just kind of became more prominent after I turned 30, that something was trying to connect, whether it would have been in signs, numbers, reoccurring things just over and over again. And I'm just like, something needs to happen. And I wasn't a very spiritual person. I was kind of just like floating. And I was just like, you know, I really was leaning more towards something, you know, to have faith in, really. And it was just like this evolution. I got books on books on books. I was like, okay, I'm not going to practice anything until I've done my research. So I don't want any kind of bad juju logging on or, you know, latching onto me. I don't want any of that. So I did my research for about a year. And then it was then when I reached out, you started, you know, posting your classes. And I was like, let's do this. Let's get into it. And yeah, I mean, I worked a retail job for 10 years. You know, fates aligned and that went bye-bye and it kind of, everything just fell into place. Right now I'm an art instructor. That's my passion. That's my vibe. And, you know, helping people on the medium, psychic medium side too. So I've definitely found my right path and I haven't been happy. Like I've never been more happier. So it was just a really beautiful evolution of being, you know, kind of lost and now, you know, so cliche found, but more like just found, you know, who I was, who I am, you know, who I was meant to be. So it's just, you know, and it's been exciting. It's been such a wonderful journey.
It's been fun because I've been able to watch you evolve over the past few years. You've been able to watch me evolve and have that relationship. And then it was funny because when we started the Mediumship 101 classes, which is what I wanted to do for a long time and finally had the opportunity this year to do it, you were the first one to be like, I'm in, let's go, let's
totally.
Do this.
Yeah. Yes.
And from there, I love doing Mediumship 101s because we can work with our clients on a one-on-one basis with their spirit team. And so we worked a lot on, you know, the cards and how to connect and our clairs. And then all of a sudden her team was like, and now she will draw. Yeah. And obviously being an art instructor and starting her own business, I'm like, okay, we're going to draw.
Yeah.
So we've actually been helping her kind of see into the different realms, be able to, you know, picture spirit. And I love the first time I told you to draw, you're like, I'm going to need some practice. Right? This did not come naturally for you. You weren't sketching, you know, portraits and stuff like that. You know, I'm looking at that picture in the background of the dragonfly. It's painting. It's that expression part of it. Mm-hmm. You guys will see, you know, as throughout the show goes, we've got pictures that'll pop up of just sketches that she's done for the psychic artistry, and then workshops that she holds. And, you know, we'll get into later how they can get a hold of you to book those. I've had one myself, so I'm super excited. Before we go to break, first of all, if you are tuning in on Shades of Spirit Transformation Talk Radio and you're on your way home from work and you can't call in, that's all right. Put in the comments, I'm doing cards today. I love cards. It's going to be the Moonology card, folks. And then I got a brand new deck over the weekend where we were, and it's the Peace Oracle deck. It's all about releasing right now. We are finishing 2020 off strong by letting go of energy. So when we come back, we'll be pulling some cards. You just got to put in the comments that you want a card, and they will let me know, and we'll be doing that throughout the show. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of instances where I've actually asked Ashley to draw something that I saw as a psychic medium for her to tune in on that mediumship level as well, to allow that spirit to come through to her without fear, without judgment, being empowered in her own space, and then sketching it out for me. And I've actually asked her to do this numerous times, not just people, but scenes. So I will send her my like cheesy ass, like triangle trees and like my circle for land and like wood. She's like, what is that on the ground? And I'm like, oh boy. Right. But she takes that and she really tunes in energetically and allows herself to move into that space to help me give spirit faces, names, to bring them back, you know, into that physical. Sometimes they need to be seen physically because they weren't seen physically in life. And so when we get back, we're going to talk about that. We'll have some pictures up for you of the sketches that she's done. She sketched her own spirit guide, which was flipping amazing. And it was exactly the spirit guide that I saw, which even blew me away even more, how detailed she was. She's done that for LaShawn and then also a spirit that followed me home. So Ashley, how can people find you? What's your website before we go to break?
You can find me on artbyashleyt.com. I'm also on Facebook, Ashley Tower, and then Instagram, art_by_Ashley_T. It's really long. Just type in Ashley T, you'll find me.
Our information's on our website as well, yes. You guys. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to start getting into the nitty gritty of paranormal investigations and bringing spirit to life. We'll see you after these messages. Everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575. Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com and also follow us on transformationtalkradio.com. Welcome back, you guys. I am psychic medium Jamie. I am excited to have Ashley Tower with me today from Art by Ashley T. We are now moving into the fun part of the show. All the introductions aside, Ashley is a phenomenal art teacher and is becoming quite the little psychic artist, if you will. So her guides told her in a session with us for a mediumship one-on-one session that she needed to draw, she needed to sketch because she's very visual and is able to do that. And when we first brought that up to her, her face was absolutely priceless because Spirit Walker Nicole and I were like, just waiting for her to respond. It was like one of those, okay, any day now. And she's like, immediately, I love it. You're like, okay, I need to work on this. I don't have quite the experience to do that. And you went straight into it, ready to go, which was fantastic. When we work out in the field, it's a little bit different than being here. Yet spirit visits you, visits me. Even if we're going to go out to a location, they'll come to us because we've opened up and we've allowed them to come in. So we can remote view a location first and foremost, which is something that I urge. And actually our mediumship students, one of our fun exercises was to do a remote viewing and kind of an investigation, if you will, of a homeowner's home. And we were from, you know, all over the place across the United States. So that was really awesome to be able to come together and do that. But we learned how to step into a space energetically and see what's going on. When we're out in the field, we're going to, you know, walk the property. We're going to be in that moment. But what happens when you pick up a spirit on your way home from running errands? And that's exactly what happened to me. So, you know, as a psychic medium, from time to time, I'm going to get that spirit that just kind of hitchhikes with me. I usually set up really good boundaries, especially if I have my kids with me. I don't want spirit to just be able to jump in. It distracts me. They can drain my energy. I'm just like everyone else. I have to have those boundaries and protective layers up. But we were out and about, my son and I, and we were running errands and we were coming home. And on the other side of the freeway was this horrible accident. And my stomach just dropped because I knew people had perished. And we came to find out later from reports that, yes, it was a terrible accident and that three people had passed. And when we got home, LaShawn came over to do our hair because, guys, it's COVID. So LaShawn is a fabulous hairdresser as well. And I'm talking to her and Spirit Walker Nicole, and I'm like, and now my ear's ringing. So my angels are totally kicking in on this today. I said, you know what? Something followed me home. There's a male energy that's just hanging out with me. And they both kind of looked at me, and LaShawn, of course, is like, well, what does he want? And I said, that's a good question. Usually I can have those conversations with them. But he was so reserved and so quiet. And all of a sudden, my guide said he needs a name and a face. So I pick up my phone and I text Ashley, okay, the spirit's coming in, wants a name and a face. We need this to happen. So what happened was, is that I kind of, you know, said male, about the age range and kind of what, like culture, like part of it. And so what happened was, is that Ashley was able to draw this individual to a T. I just said, fix this little jawline over here. And then that was it.
Yeah.
How did you tune in? Because that's the question. As a psychic artist, you're not even, this person isn't with you. So the question people would want to know is, okay, so I can text you just small specifics of the person and you tune in and are able to sketch. And how do you do that?
Magic. No.
I love it.
Magic. You know, it's, I'll try to explain this. So we always talk about, you know, in the medium psychic world, it's like a download from your team, right? So it's funny how they reveal themselves. So everything's energy. We all know, you know that. I lean into yours and then I move past you to what you're seeing. And then my team will reveal it kind of like a veil. So like, think of like a veil, like coming up. So like all of this, and it's just, it starts with the bottom and then goes up. And then like, normally the last thing I draw is their eyes. And it's just a picture. that pops into my brain after I've leaned into the energy. And then I kind of do this, I don't want to say trance, but I kind of zone out. I'll have music on, my mind goes blank, and I just, my right hand just starts to draw. And that's pretty much, I work through my creative guide. They really, really help me move into that space where I can just click it, draw it, there it is. But it is mostly just, you know, leaning into your energy and being able to see what you're seeing. It sounds crazy, not crazy, but it sounds unbelievable. But when you're in tune, it is that simple, for at least, you know, somebody like myself.
And that was kind of the same way I think you went about that with your spirit guide.
Yes.
Because when that energy came in, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I didn't really describe much. There's those little things that we talked about, but mm-hmm. all of a sudden when you drew it and you're like, well, I think this is what they look like. And I was blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away that exactly what I saw was what you were tuning into, which mm-hmm. was fantastic, because it's about that energy and that creative aspect of it and allowing yourself mm-hmm. to step into that space. Yeah. So what about when you get ideas for your own painting? So I see in the background, we have a dragonfly back there and we've got like a, oh, it's a cactus.
It's a cactus with little Christmas lights on it.
Oh, I love it. How do you get inspired on that part of it? Because it is about working with that creative side and bringing it all together.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's little bits. Social media definitely does help when you're, you know, numbingly scrolling through your feeds, things will pop out. I mean, I live next to the beach, so I have ridiculous looking sunsets almost on a, you know, on a daily basis. And it's mostly just that inspiration, and how I look at everything is a picture to be painted. Mm-hmm. And being able to appreciate beauty in everything that you see, really, it sounds so listening to myself, I sound pretentious, but that's really being able to keep in that mindset and, you know, looking at life like that, like everything is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And can be, you know, put onto a canvas or drawn onto a piece of paper. I mean, I'm thankful every day that I've been given this gift to be able to look at something and duplicate it. A lot of people don't, you know, really have that capability of, you know, they'll need, you know, extra bits here and there, on, you know, training and on the way. And I mean, mostly self-taught. So
it's healing for the soul as well.
It very much is. Yeah.
And it's a great way to release.
Yes.
Which I absolutely loved with our session. And mm-hmm. we had Ashley come out for my birthday. It was COVID friendly, everyone. We were outside, table set up, right?
Masks,
it was just my family, masks and everything. But it was very therapeutic for us. And we were able to laugh. I mean, I haven't laughed that hard in so long. And those of you that have had readings from me, when I draw, you know what it looks like. It's the circle and the stick figure, the triangle house with the box. I mean, that's where we're at. And my mom's over here like, oh my gosh, I haven't painted in forever. And to watch all of this, and I videoed it, and watching my mom and aunt just laughing hysterically, and Ashley having to go over and help my mom save her sunset, right? Because it was just, my mom didn't even get that part. And I look over at my dad and he's very meticulous in what he's doing. And the kids are over like masterpieces created and okay, whatever.
Yeah, very
right? And we gave the award to my uncle, by the way, he won. So Uncle Bobby won for best picture. He took it with the Medal of Honor. But it is all about expression and release. And that's something that we really need to continue doing in this time in our lives. Because when we stay in a vibration that is not of at least neutral above, we start bringing energy around us. And it's not intentional. It's very subconscious. And being able to find different ways to use that as an outlet is exactly what we're looking for right now. And the fact that you offer that and that you decided to step into creating your own business during all of this and are successful is amazing. So before we go to break, I want to do a reading for Amy Huffman. And then I got Brandy. Don't worry, you guys, I got readings coming up. We've got a picture to show you that Ashley's been working on, so you can finish drawing that so we can show it as soon as we get back. But for Amy, the release that I want you to focus on right now is allowing yourself to step out of the ego state, be bold, which you are, and make the first move, which is very interesting. So you've got some things going on back here that you've been holding on to. And for a lot of people, they're telling us, do not move forward until after the new year. But for you, they're like, They want you to be bold. They want you to be bossy. They want you to take matters in your own hands. And I know that that's exactly what you do anyway, but you're taking charge of your own destiny. You're working through the healing aspect of it. You're evolving and growing. You're not taking no for an answer anymore, which is fantastic. It's also a validation for you that what you have let go of is making a huge difference on where you're moving into energetically. It says avoid recklessness or moving too fast. So sometimes when you get the idea in your head, you just full steam ahead and you have to think about everyone else that it affects as well. So that is one thing that they're kind of cautioning you on. And it says, come into your power. The time for action is now. So if you're feeling that ramp up, go with it right now, right? Don't make a whole bunch of rash decisions, but really start putting that out into the universe. I noticed you guys are coming to the Release and Intentions workshop that we're having on Monday the 14th at 6 p.m. That's going to be great for you to finish writing out what it is that's been kind of that barrier within you that might be holding you back a bit, to really let you plow through into 2021 with all of this in mind. Being bold, standing in your truth, saying what it is that you want for yourself first and foremost. It also says that when you're coming into your power, you will then feel that power coming through in various levels. And power isn't negative if we use it and channel it the right way. And they're reassuring you that that's absolutely what you're doing. So when we come back from our break, Ashley's gonna show us the picture that she started drawing even before we started tonight. And then she's gonna be drawing one more for us. And I've got Brandy and Vicky and Antoinette, Jenny, Natasha Lee. I'm gonna be pulling cards for everybody as we go. And we're also gonna talk about what it is when we get into a location. I'm gonna take you through the process. So if you do have paranormal activity, we can do this remotely through Zoom. Until we can go back into homes and we can help empower you to take back your space. So we will see you right after this break. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575. Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment. Welcome back, everybody. I'm just going to let you know the cards are falling on the floor as I'm shuffling them during break. So I am not just sitting here eating bonbons, drinking iced tea during the break, guys. I'm still working for you. I'm pulling cards for you guys. But let me just tell you, what was this? Antoinette, your card just fell right on the floor. With that being said, I am Psychic Medium Jamie. You are listening to Eye of Soul Radio. I have fabulous Ashley Tower from Art by Ashley T on with me today. We are talking about two different things, and it's about the way that we connect when we're out on paranormal investigations or when we're doing remote paranormal investigations, and some of the questions that people ask, you know, why are they around? What are they doing? What do they want? Are they here to hurt me? What's happening? Are they stuck to, you know, tied to the land? What do they have to say? All these questions come up, and it's about us reassuring the clients that you have the power within your space to regain that space back, if that's the case. And sometimes it's just that we can kind of go through and tell them, well, you know what, there are energies around us, but they're not affecting what's going on in your home. And it's, you know, going through and kind of debunking, if you will, some of the things that go on. I am a skeptic when I move into a space. I have to approach it at that level. And I need to be open-minded, and I just need to allow what's going to come, come. And if there isn't a spirit in that space, I will let the owner know. There's no one here that I can see at this moment. And sometimes the more we talk, the more it is just their own energy that's coming out. And so I might recommend a Reiki session or an energy session, something along those lines. But a lot of times when they call, there is stuff happening. So when they call, they'll kind of, you know, give me just a very basic detail of just, I've got activity. I believe, you know, that this is happening. My kids are seeing this or being affected by this, but I don't want any details. I want a pretty clean slate so that when we walk into a property, we don't know what's going on. And that's what happened with our mediumship group, is that I didn't tell them anything. I gave them a couple pictures of the home, and they were to lean into the energy and feel it. And we take our notes. Right? So it's walking that property. It's taking the notes. We might have our equipment out so that they can see if things are going off at the time we're writing stuff down. And then from that point, it's about sitting down and doing a round table with the clients. Sometimes their kids, if they're old enough, will write out things that have happened to them over the course of time. And when we start comparing notes and realizing that we are very much on the same page, it gives the owners a peace of mind. It lets them know that they haven't lost their marbles, or that they're, you know, that they're out of control, or that, or sometimes they don't see it, but their kids do. So their kids are being validated, which is huge for me, because my own children have seen spirit and have kept it in, and it causes them to go into that fear mode. And I don't want that for anybody or their children. And then what we do is that we become re-empowered in the space and understand how we can take that back. And that is very important, when we can take back our space. And then we walk the home together, and we take back that space, and we allow spirit to come in and love and light for our highest and best. And if they're not, they have to go. Now, let me tell you, I have walked into properties where a day or two before I have been scratched with 3 scratches. And this has happened multiple times. I've been to a property where I had a gigantic handprint bruise mark that showed up 2 days later on my leg, where I was actually channeling something very low, not demonic. Okay, that's a whole nother topic on a whole nother show, and we'll ruffle feathers for that one on a different time. But it was a very low energy. And what they're doing is they're trying to intimidate me. Well, guess what? I've got 3 kids. You got nothing on me. There's no intimidation happening here. I know that Ashley can also attest to that. You have kids. So we treat them like they're 4. And we work with their energy. And we want to know what's going on. And why are you here? And we learn the story behind it. And through that story, we can then empower the clients to send those energies, love and light. We never do anything in a negative way. You're never going to see me out there trying to rouse up the spirits to get them to show their faces. That upsets me to no end, because spirit is of human form. They are someone who has passed. They are someone who still deserves respect. Sometimes it's hard to do, because the way they passed was in a very low vibrational state. They were not good people. But I listen and I acknowledge and I remind them that I am not the one that judges them. No one here is. It's up to the powers that be, whatever you want to call source, God, whatever it is. I am here just to remind them that they are loved, that they have a spirit team, that they have angels. And we do that as a group so that the owners know how to approach that next time. Because I can guarantee you, if you don't do the upkeep, they're going to come back, just as they do for me. So we listen to their story. And I love that Ashley is able to give them a face. give them a name. And that actually gives them peace of mind. But what's interesting is that as you've been drawing, and then I'm going to pull a card here for Brandy. You're like, I think I'm drawing someone that this is who's watching. So you also draw people who are alive. So please, if she says something and this is you, it does not mean that you're going to pass anytime soon. That's not what she's just moving into the energy of the environment. So I wanted to make that disclaimer. So tell us what you got going on there.
Okay. So right when we, actually before we logged on here, I started drawing a woman, listening to my music, kind of zoning out. This person is going through a really bad depression. Either she was just left, either divorce or a quick death of their significant other. The message is to heal and release. And I'll show you the picture of whoever it is.
I like to let you guys know, Ashley is awesome, but she's also still practicing. Okay, so just note that she's still practicing. So you do believe that this person is here watching tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so hold it up a little bit more. There you go. Perfect. And can you give me some details? Give them some details. Is it, what nationality might they be? What color eyes are you kind of seeing?
She's Caucasian. I want to, it's like a, her eyes are actually really beautiful. They're like that cross between hazel and green. So it's like a brownish green color. Her hair is darker, like a light, well, you know, it's not blonde, it's a brown color. Yeah, she's got fair skin, although she is tan, she's not pale, Caucasian. She's going through a tough time right now, like the self-worth. Why wasn't I good enough to hold on to this person? My heart hurts for her.
I actually get the anxiety, like the skipping in my chest.
Yeah.
So whoever's tuned in right now, we've got a fair amount of people here tuned in right now. If this kind of resembles you, you personally, you're going through a loss, a breakup, something along those lines, something where you're really feeling it in that chest part, that the holidays start to bring up that emotion again. This may be, I don't feel like it's old wounds either. I do feel it's fairly new.
It's fresh.
Yep.
Yeah. The song that was playing when I was drawing her was that I can't live if living is without you. So she's just in a very low spot. And yes, you can live without them. You will move through this. You just have to stay positive. And that was the message that they wanted me to give you, is take time to heal. Self-care is 100% your main goal. I know it's difficult right now to go out and get like a pedicure or have a little shopping spree, but there's always Amazon. I digress. But and releasing that woulda, coulda, shoulda type of mindset that you're in. Know that everything happens for a reason, and this was for your highest and best. This happened so you could move on and do more with yourself. Become your best self.
I love that. So if you feel like this is you and the situation, and again, it's exactly what she's seeing. So Caucasian, kind of hazel, maybe green eyes. Mm-hmm. What color hair?
Light brown.
Kind of a
like
light
a
brown.
Blondish brown. Yeah.
Oh, darling. You mean like my
a little, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit like that. Yeah. A little bit like yours.
Okay. Let us know in the feed and we will continue to tune in for that message. If you don't want to talk about it on air, I get it. You can message us and we will tune in even more to be able to give you that message to further it. As we're doing that, do you have another person you're drawing there, Missy?
I just started.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so she's going to draw someone else for us and I'm going to do some readings. And if you have activity in your homes, I want you to reach out to us because we can do this remote. And it is just as effective as being there in person and helping you work through that energy and understand your power within. And, you know, I will allow myself to be in that part of vulnerability because spirit needs me to be in that space. And I know that I'm protected because I do it from a space of love and light. I also want to touch on, as I'm grabbing, Brandy, your cards here, and I've got Vicki Bauer, your cards here, and Antoinette and Jenny. I've got cards for all of you. So you guys keep hanging in there. We're going to finish off readings as she's drawing. But I will never, ever, ever refer to what I do as ghost hunting. I have done that when I was younger and didn't know any better until one day I was out and somebody had said that. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't hunt anything, right? I'm not a hunter. What they deserve respect. They deserve to be acknowledged, not to be antagonized and poked at and prodded at. Now, is it scientific? Everything is scientific, right? Everything we do is scientific, but we can't communicate with them on a scientific level as equals. And that's hard for a lot of these shows to do. And to, you know, so they do go overboard. And I'm not saying all of them by any means. Okay. I also have a hard time with some of these shows that go in and tell you you have paranormal activity and then give you a couple names of people that might be able to help you and jet on out. Now, again, I'm not part of the TV world. And I know a lot of it is just part of the show part. And I know that these people are very gifted in what they do. I'm hoping that at the end of the day, they do reach back out to the homeowners to make sure that everything was resolved. But I don't know that. Our main goal is to bring in people who are like-minded, who can help on all different levels, that can bring that face, that name, that validation, and then give you the control back in your space. But if you guys don't take care of your space and keep the upkeep, you're going to clean your house, right? You also need to cleanse your house, whether it be sage, whether you are a Reiki practitioner, you can Reiki your home. You can have a friend that's a Reiki practitioner come in and Reiki your home. You can do land offerings because the people that were on this land before us, sometimes different cultures want to stay. And I speak from a Native American spirit guide that I have, a Native American land that I live on, and friends that are Native Americans, that they're here for the highest and best of the earth, of Gaia. And they want to make sure it's protected. And in doing so, you will feel their presence around. And generally, they're not there to interfere with you. But sometimes it feels that way, and it's understanding why they're there. But I definitely go out and I work with my spirit guide and we do offerings to the land. And the one that we did, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, was a beautiful ceremony with the owners. And we did offerings by one of their trees. And at the end, we looked up and two hawks flew over as a totem for that family. And that meant something to them. And it was amazing to watch that progression. So there's ways to coexist with spirit. There's ways to treat spirit with equal respect. Now, if you have someone in your life that's in the spirit form that you are not in a space to forgive, that want to talk to, that's your own deal. Those are those boundaries you set. But if you are being affected by spirit within your space, we have to go within and look and see why they're there in the first place. Why are they drawn to you, to your space? And then get the message out, give you validation, give you peace of mind, and then put you back in that power spot of your own space. So with that being said, I want to go to Brandy. And I love this deck. It's brand new. The Peace Oracle deck. Brandy, you have the Reflection card. Absolute beautiful card. And this card says, recognize a limitation or see your part in drama for what it is without shame, guilt, or blame. New information requires a fresh course of action. Now, when we're reflecting, it's about things that have happened in your past. They want you to let those go. It's time for you to empty out the bucket, so to say, allowing new things to fill it. This says, you know, think about things, daydream, allow yourself to then take it up to the next level energetically. A considered, thoughtful approach is required for yourself. You are so hard on yourself, sweetie. We need to let that energy go. We need to allow ourselves to move into a space of inner forgiveness. I don't care about the outer people. That's up to you. But forgiving yourself for some of these things, these actions, these thoughts that you think are not good to have, please acknowledge them. Let them go. Everybody turn all of this over to your spirit team. That's why they're there. Your angels, your guides. They're here for us to be one with us. I want you to think about this affirmation, Brandy. My thoughts take me to a place of wonder. Through hope, over doubt, into fear, and past blunder. Great stories I weave, new paths I perceive. I follow my daydreams and unravel great mysteries. So it's about tying up all of this loose energy here. emptying out that bucket, allowing Mother Earth to take it and transmute it into love and light, send it back out so that you can now fill that new bucket up in 2021 with even greater abundance, prosperity. And number one thing for you in the self-reflection, Brandy, is inner peace. And it is coming and you are starting to feel that. And I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much for tuning in here, Brandy. All right, Miss Vicky. Woo! You got the Moonology card. A fiery climax approaches. So many things can be said, Vicky, on this card. Folks, I know Vicky, so it's the full moon in Aries. So come spring, that's when you really are going to take off, okay? That's when we're all going to start to see a shift anyway. But Vicky, that's where you are going to be at your highest peak. Now, I want you all to see, now we don't only just, you know, Maki with his bracelets with Shades of Spirit, and I've talked about LaShawn. Vicky has made this beautiful moon bracelet that I have just been totally drawn to the past few days, obviously with the full moon and the lunar eclipse. You're going to be doing more with energy work with crystals and with your bracelet line. So I'm just letting you know that now. That's what they're showing me come that Aries center, that March, April timeframe. It says, it's time to see if you've been a little too much me, 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 which you have been stepping back and allowing yourself to move into that space of releasing and reflection, which is beautiful. They want you to continue. I feel like for some reason, we haven't talked, you've stalled a little bit on the house cleaning and the shifting the energy. Pick that back up, please. There's no reason to stall. Let's finish it off. Get it all done before the end of the year, which is a daunting task, I know, but you're almost there. It says, as you wait, ask yourself if you've been handling a situation as sensitively as you could have done. And it's about realizing that not everybody is on that go, go, go path as you. So sometimes your tongue becomes a little bit, I don't want to say sharp, but just quick. And instead they want you to step back and start thinking about things before you're saying them, because the people around you are a little more sensitive right now, where you're ready to go and manifesting and creating, and they're not at that place with you. So they want you just to take a breath before you speak and allow it to just kind of come out a little bit smoother. And these conversations, they're pointing at my ears, will be heard better. And I'm going to leave you with that, Vicky. I love it. I have Antoinette. So your moon card fell out on the ground, like totally fell out on the ground with three other cards. So I shuffled them and I felt it. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Prosperity lies ahead. New moon in Taurus. Again, you're moving into that springtime prosperity. I feel like all of a sudden you've just been like this. Just squeezing your face like, oh my gosh, when is this going to end? Just the energy you're feeling around you. I need you to clean house. So if you ever watched Practical Magic, when they finally get him banished out of the circle with the broomsticks and they're clean, and that one lady's like, let's clean house. And they've got the dust buster and I need you to clear out the energy. I need you to do some, they're showing clutter in certain parts, which is holding onto energy. So if you don't have time to clear it all out before the end of the year, that's okay. But I need you to at least start making that effort of transition. And when we're making that effort of transition, and this goes for all of us right now, and we're able to clear out some of this clutter, we're going to start bringing in prosperity and abundance. But you should see a real big shift. Okay, I can talk, you know, spirits takes over and I don't have any more function in my mouth. But you will be able to transition into that prosperity marker come the beginning of summer, May, June. It's a perfect time for you to be able to do that. And I'm going to leave you with that. So don't be so hard on yourself, Antoinette. Please don't be so hard on yourself. Jenny, you have creation. Where'd it go? I love this deck. Creation, creation, creation. First and foremost, this is a tree and it reminds me of the tree of life and it has a heart in the middle of it. And they're talking about get outside. Okay. I know that's a little bit difficult right now, but we've been inside far too long. And so it's about taking the kids to the park or going out. Like today, what I did is I drove and I grabbed a sandwich because I just had a busy day. And then I drove over to the park and I videoed the wind. So if you jump on Shades of Spirit tomorrow, I'll probably have a post about wind because I just felt so connected and just needed to be outside for a minute and feel that energy. If you guys are anywhere in San Diego or along these Santa Anas right now, the energy is so intense coming out of the full moon with the lunar eclipse and the Santa Ana winds is taking us to a different level. And I honestly, Jenny, see you out creating with earth. So it's like hug a tree. I know that might look kind of silly, but if you have a tree in your backyard, I'd go out and at least touch it, make contact. We have chakras on the palms of our hands. Allow that energy to exchange and start allowing yourself to let go. And I can feel a big pressure in the back of my head, which is tension for me. My back starts to tighten up And if we can start to let that go within you and let it kind of start to melt away and realizing that we don't have to hold that on, those creative endeavors are going to start coming to fruition for you. Your sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, which is orange right under your belly button, it needs to be kind of spinning in a little bit faster direction. And that's your creative part of it. And you can do that through ways like Ashley does. You can have a painting party like we did, which Ashley travels, which we'll ask her by the end of how far she goes and how she does that. But definitely start tapping in. We've been making holiday wreaths. We did the painting party with Ashley. Anything we can do that's creative, whether we all feel creative or not, it's sparking that energy within us and it's allowing that energy to move through us. And that is just, it's going to bring you some peace as well. It's about peace today. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I'm pulling the peace oracle. But I'm going to leave you with that, Jenny. I got a couple more readings as she's drawing over here. You guys know that we have a release and intentions workshop coming up on Monday the 14th. We also have a couple spots left for our sacred circle. You can go to Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and let us know you want to attend. That is mini readings. Everybody gets a reading. Everybody gets... Leah, L-E-A-H, I'm pulling a card for you right now. Everybody gets about 15, 20 minutes of just one-on-one readings in a group setting. So you get to share energy with people and be with like-minded individuals to raise your vibration. That's this Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's only $25. We do those once a month. And then Ashley and I and LaShawn will be doing another Facebook Live on Friday the 18th, where she will be drawing again. So this will be month 3 in a row. We're going to be doing that where she draws, we do readings. It's going to be a great time. It's about holiday connections. We let spirit lead that as well. And if you have paranormal activity in your home, know that there is help, that you do not have to live in that alone. And you definitely don't have to live in fear. Because what they do is lower vibrational energies will try and provoke and prod us. And at the same time, they get a rise out of us. And so that gives them more fuel. And in reality, all they're doing is prolonging their ascension because they're in fear themselves. And when we can understand that process, we can also work with them. And just know that, like, you know, we're not out hunting anything. We're out to heal and to move into that energy and that space. And I have very talented students who are glad to help and jump on any type of remote session that we have to help continue giving you validation with that as well. It's all about growing people. So I want to give Leah, L-E-A-H, it's about shelter. It's about going within. We've got 3 minutes, Ashley. So once I finish this card, you're going to hold up your picture. The shelter part of it for you is going within. It's kind of like what they're showing me is how a crab always has his shelter on his back. And going inward for you and knowing that you're always going to be safe and that it's okay to move that energy out. And when you decide it's time, crabs will shed that shell, right? They will find a new shell, which is even bigger and more beautiful. I'm not saying you're going to find an even bigger house, you know, but the house that you are in, the space that you are in is big enough. It just needs some cleaning and some, it's all that inner house. And you'll start to see clarity. I feel like you are a bit foggy and they want to bring you back into that clarity mark. So it's going within that shell, doing that house cleaning, then shedding that shell and bringing in that new one for the new year in order for you to start seeing that clarity part of it. And they are showing me a number one with a job, like everything is moving along the way it should be. And they want to give you that message. But before we go, I want to make sure that we get this picture put up here. We got 2 minutes, Ashley. I don't do anything easy. What do you got here? Who is this? What's going on?
Okay. Well, this is a male. He's kind of hunky. He's got really tan skin, lighter eyes, really like beach wavy hair. He's got one of those like distinguished butt chins, I like to call the cleft chin.
Yep. I love it.
Yeah.
Does he have a message or?
The message was, I mean, this one, it was like a dreaming of, you know, like heartbroken. One of the words, I mean, I'm not Spanish or Mexican or mi amor came in. Yeah, I don't know. They just had me draw him.
I love it. It's okay. Hold it up again. So okay. If this picture resonates with you of someone that you've lost, he is passed. Please let us know through our messenger and we can give you more details on that. We want to thank Ashley for joining us tonight. I always say us, me and my spirit friends here. yeah. And Ashley, quickly before we go, how can they book you? How far do you go for your parties?
It really depends. I'm in Orange County. I have traveled to Riverside and San Diego County. So I'm flexible. You guys can book. Yeah, you guys can book parties on artbyashleyt.com or direct message me on Facebook. You can find me under Ashley Tower, and then my Instagram, artbyashleyt, and book your parties that way.
I love it. You guys book. They're a lot of fun. We want to thank Ashley for coming. Go to shadesofspirit.com to book your appointment for a 1 hour reading with Spirit Walker Nicole or myself, which are $88 through December. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you in 2 weeks, and we'll see you on Monday for Shades of Spirit at 8 a.m. Bye. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on transformationtalkradio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, psychic medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on transformationtalkradio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.